You're on Texas Standard Time.
All eyes on Washington, D.C. this hour as Democrats say all non-essential federal services will be shut down if there's no deal with Republicans to save DACA. That's the program that protects some 800,000 younger undocumented immigrants from deportation. What would shutdown mean for Texas? The Texas Tribune's Alex Samuels has been looking into that very question. So, Alex, what's considered an essential service here?
So what's essential? That's a federal definition. Texas doesn't have anything to do with that. But in short, anything that's essential is anything that's related to national security and public safety. So the Department of Justice, the NSA, those agencies would remain open. And a lot of times they're already equipped with funding for if the government shuts down. But a lot of other things like museums, parks, and many federal offices, those are considered, quote unquote, non-essential.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so if there is not a continuing resolution and the president doesn't sign it into law by the, I guess it would be by midnight Saturday morning, this, what happens? Federal agencies in Texas, will they feel in effect?
Yeah, so federal agencies that have offices in Texas, they will essentially close, and their employees, they're considered a quote-unquote non-essential, and they will be furloughed. And Texas has about 200,000 quote-unquote non-essential employees.
Wow.
One of the highest nation.
I'm sorry, you say 200,000 employees, one of the what?
One of the highest numbers in the nation.
So we're talking about, I know that there's an IRS office, Internal Revenue Service office, here in Central Texas. You know of any other offices there?
I know that the National Park Service, they're going to close. They're likely going to close the, I think they have more than 10 parks and historic sites that they manage in Texas. Mm. Those will essentially close. NASA has the Johnson Space Center in Houston. That will essentially shut down. The Department of Homeland Security will likely have to halt its E-Verify program, which will prevent Texas business owners from checking the immigration status of prospective employees. And those are just some of the effects that we might feel here in Texas.
What about Social Security retirees? I mean, a lot of those folks live, you know, check to check. What's going to happen to them?
So I talked to a professor at the University of Texas at Austin, Hugh Brady, and essentially what he told me was that Social Security retirees will continue to get their checks, but no one new will be able to apply for retirement until a shutdown is over.
Does this have any impact on state services? Like I'm thinking, I don't know. I know that the Texas Workforce Commission is clearly not a federal agency per se. What are they telling you?
So a spokeswoman with the TWC, she had told me again that these 200,000 federal employees in Texas, they will be furloughed, which is a non-duty, non-pay status.
Uh-huh.
But right now, the TWC is just continuing to monitor the situation. And Lisa Givens with the TWC, she had told me that they're going to do everything they can with available resources to ensure that the state maintains services to job seekers and employers throughout the state.
What about courts?
So courts will remain open, but any government litigation will be halted.
Now I imagine since we're talking about, there's so many military bases in Texas, military, as you mentioned, that's considered essential. And so those bases will continue to operate?
Yes, all military bases in Texas will continue to operate. Courts will continue to operate. And another thing, the mail, that will continue to go in and out.
So it seems like the last time this happened, it would have been what, back in 2013? Any estimates on what that shutdown cost Texas?
So I talked to a spokesperson in the comptroller's office, and they didn't have any estimates for how much that cost the state. But most estimates online say that it costs the nation in general roughly $24 billion.
Roughly $24 billion. So, Alex, what's the bottom line here? Is Texas going to be severely affected by this shutdown if it happens?
Yeah, so the main people in Texas who will feel the effect are those federal employees in Texas who will get furloughed, and then people who use the services that'll get shut down. And again, a shutdown is poised to take place unless Congress passes that new spending bill and President Donald Trump signs it into law by Friday, January 19th.
We're going to have a link to Alex's piece at texasstandard.org. Alex Samuels is a reporter for the Texas Tribune and a writer for the Texplainer at texastribune.org. Alex, thanks again.
Thank you.